He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the week in review of the markets, the bond market, the stock market, the economy, inflation, interest rates, all kinds of different things going on in the market here recently. And this past week was no exception. Well, we're going to take a look at it all and try to make some sense of it for you out there, the investors. That are mighty frustrated and mighty impatient with what has been taking place in the markets here in 2022. This definitely is not 2020, that's for sure. I mean, 2020 was a terrific year, the COVID year, where we saw a lot of speculation in the market. We had some huge returns in the market. ARK funds had a big year. Okay, and then 2021 comes along, and when they start to talking about interest rate hikes and things like this, and the market starts getting a little bit scared. And then, of course, this year, it's in full bloom. Interest rate hikes, raising rates, inflation, the Fed with the wind in our face. Not a good year so far at all. In fact, quite difficult. Well, we're going to do our best to make some sense of it here today and give you a little bit of ideas of what you can do during a time like this. I've been in the market for 23 years as a professional money manager. I witnessed the 80% sell-off in the NASDAQ of 2000 and the 53% sell-off of the S&P 500. In 2008, 2009, I've written a newsletter on the market, a weekly newsletter for the last over two decades, and I offer out two free weeks to anybody listening. That newsletter only goes to my clients and my subscribers, but I offer two free weeks of that newsletter if you go to GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com, and it should be a pretty good little piece of advice for you on how to handle this current market. So, well, here we go, everybody. We're going to talk about a lot today on the best stocks now, best inverse funds. Yes, they're available too. Week in review with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management. Well, welcome to the Week in Review with Bill Gunderson, professional money manager for the last 23 years, the writer of the Best Stocks Now, Best Inverse Funds Now newsletter over the last two decades plus, creator of the BestStocksNowApp.com, which measures and ranks 6,000 different stocks, ETFs, mutual funds on a daily basis. It lets me know where we're at in the markets, that app does. I use it for my professional management. It tells me which asset classes are the best to be in, if there are any. And I do consider inverse funds to be an asset class, and I'm going to talk a little bit more about inverse ETFs during today's show. I'm a regular contributor to Seeking Alpha, seekingalpha.com. You can look it up there, Bill Gunderson. We had an article, a fresh article out this past week. We couldn't talk about it yesterday because it hadn't quite been published yet. But now that it's published, I can tell you that it's the leading EV, the biggest EV maker in the world. And no, it's not Tesla. And maybe it's a stock you've never heard of. Warren Buffett's heard of it. He was an investor in it back in 2008. So if you go to SeekingAlpha.com and look up Bill Gunderson, you can see all the articles we've written, including the market calls. that we've made over the years, especially this year in 2022. You can go back to the year 2020 in March. On March 16th of that year, we called the bottom of the market, and it took off from there. I saw a bottom being formed in the market. The market had priced in COVID and the impact it would have on our economy, did a pretty good job of doing that, and then it took off and never looked back until about February of 2021 last year, when the Fed started talking about hiking interest rates. You don't want to fight the Fed. I've learned that in my 23 years in the business. And this year, the Fed is fighting the market. It's an uphill battle. We have the wind in our face. Interest rates have been coming down for 40 years. Well, not anymore. They're headed back up with the help of the Fed and with the help of something else that hasn't been seen for the last 40 years, and that's inflation. And that's a scary one. It really is. The inflation numbers from this past week, 9.1 on the CPI, 11% on the PPI. Those are numbers that we have not seen in 40 years. And I heard one economist, Arthur Laffer, state that it's out of control. It's out of, the genie is out of the bottle. It's going to be very tough to put back in. And you've got inflation actually accelerating right now. And you've got the Fed on the other side of the coin fighting it with monetary policy, raising interest rates as fast as they can to try to get inflation under control. But that's a double whammy. The interest rate hikes are good news if you're really worried about inflation. Eventually they'll start to tame that inflation. You can see the housing market starting to finally level off and cool off in other areas. Well, the stock market has definitely leveled off and cooled off. Bitcoin has definitely leveled off a lot and cooled off. But that monetary policy, those hikes in interest rates also threaten the economy, not only our economy, but the global economy. This inflation threat is a global threat. It's not just the U.S. We're seeing inflation all over the world, much of it coming from energy cost, rising energy cost. It's almost unfathomable what the energy costs have done in Europe. I mean, they were going up considerably before Putin's invasion of Ukraine. And now the pipeline to Europe from Russia is cut off completely for maintenance, is what we're being told. But we don't know if that pipeline will ever open back up again. And in the meantime, Europe is scrambling nuclear, liquid natural gas, coal, whatever, to get through the winter. So there's a lot of forces at work in the world here. There's a lot of areas of the economy, most areas of the economy, aren't doing so well this year in 2022. In fact, during the first half of this year, only one sector was up, and that was the oil and gas sector. That was the only one of the 13 sectors that were up. And in the meantime, inverse funds against the NASDAQ, inverse funds against the S&P 500, inverse funds against Europe, inverse funds against the Dow have done quite well here in 2022. As we sit here today, we've got the S&P year-to-date down over 20%, right about 20% right now. That's where the S&P 500 is. And, of course, last year it was up 27%. The year before that it was up 16%. Not this year. It's down 20%. The Dow is down 15.7%, but the NASDAQ has taken it on the chin the hardest. It's down 28%. Why is the NASDAQ down so much more than the Dow? That's very easy to explain. The higher the P/E ratio of the stocks or the sector or of the index, the more vulnerable it is to rising interest rates, because rising interest rates shrink P/E ratios. The higher the P/E ratio, the further it has to go to shrink. And that's why you've seen a 28% sell-off in the NASDAQ since the beginning of the year. And it gets even worse than that. You go into the long duration, no earnings, frontier type stocks in the NASDAQ. ARK Funds would be a good proxy for that. Kathy Woods, she's down over 50% so far this year. So there's one little tip to start the show off. You don't want to be in the long end, the Teladoc of the world. They did well in 2020, but it's the worst place you can be in 2022. So how does an investor get through this, all right? I've seen spouts like this, bouts like this in the market many, many times. And when we come back, I'll try to lend a little bit of my experience and my knowledge of the market. Hopefully I can be of some help. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now, Best Inverse Funds Now show from Gunderson Capital Management. Welcome back here to the second quarter of this week's Best Stocks Now, Best Inverse Funds Now show with Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. We're a virtual firm. I went virtual a long time ago. You know, you say, wow, where can I meet with you? I'd like to come to your office. Well, you know what? I have a radio show that I've had for the last 23 years, and it's heard in many markets around the country. And I have clients in almost every state in the U.S. Because of the radio show that I've had. I am physically located near Charleston, South Carolina, a beautiful little place. We're going to try to get out and do some fishing here this weekend, if we can. The king mackerel are swimming out there offshore. Once I get the newsletter out, we'll see if we can go snag a few. But I've got a virtual firm. I've had a virtual firm and a virtual office way before COVID. It was the best way for me to handle clients all over the country. I can only be in one place at one time. And I have people that work with me that know the whole Gunderson system and meet with people that have an interest in what we do here. We're fee-based money managers, number one. And number two, I provide a lot of resources for individual investors. I write a weekly newsletter. I send out daily alerts on things I'm buying or selling. I write for Seeking Alpha on a regular basis. You can go to tipranks.com. We're ranked in the top 1 or 2% of all of the writers and researchers on TipRanks on Seeking Alpha. They rank us, I think, number 132 out of about 9,000, something like that. So we do pretty good with the research that we do and the stories we write about. And we write about stocks and things that we actually own or are buying, holding our portfolios or whatnot. So you can speak with us from anywhere in the country. 855-611-BEST is our number, 855-611-BEST. And the next couple of weeks, I'll be doing all of the appointments. My assistants are on vacation, so you get to talk to Bill Gunderson. I've talked with people this past week from all over the country, from the Bay Area of San Francisco, up to Minnesota, down to Sarasota, Florida, Texas, Minnesota. That's where our show is heard, and other cities. So you can set up an appointment either over the phone or Zoom if you'd like to see my face. 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. If you say, well, I'm not quite ready for that, you know, I want to see what you guys do, I write a weekly newsletter. It has all of the portfolios in it. It shows you how they've done since inception. It shows you what we currently own in those portfolios. And I kind of have developed these portfolios from the most conservative down to one that's very aggressive, and there's about five in between. I have a dividend and growth portfolio of dividend-paying stocks. I have a pure large-cap growth portfolio. I have an ultra-growth portfolio, which did sensational in the year 2020. And I have an emerging growth portfolio. I'm unconstrained. By that, I mean I don't have to be fully invested. And I'm not fully invested right now. I would say overall the average account that I manage has about 40% cash right now, somewhere in there, maybe 50% and some. That's one thing that you can do in a market like this. This isn't the best of times. We've had a 12-year bull market. The Dow went, or the S&P went the S&P went from 660 to the current 3,000, almost 45, almost 5,000 earlier this year. We've had a 12-year run in the market, a 12-year bull, one of the longest bull markets of all time. What has fed that bull market? Rising earnings year after year. Well, we're finally starting to worry about those rising earnings continuing because the signs are starting to say that, hey, we're probably in a recession right now. Two quarters of negative growth equals a recession. And the Atlanta Fed, we already have one quarter in the books, so the second quarter, you know, the chances are pretty good that it could be negative. At the same time, we have a rising interest rate environment. This is not good for bond funds. I personally would have no exposure to bond funds at this point in time. They're already down anywhere from 10 to 12% this year. And I don't know about you, but I see interest rates continuing to go higher down the road. That's what my crystal ball says. And my logic says that means that there's further pain to be had in bond funds. Now, if you own individual bonds, that's a different story. More than likely, you're going to hold those to maturity. You're going to get back your original price that you paid, or your original, what the bond is worth, the underlying value of the bond, the face value. But a bond fund is subject to rising interest rates. So that's not a good place to be. That's the second thing you can do, is avoid the areas of the market that are very vulnerable right now. The high tech, especially spec tech, I call it. Oh, the rocket launchers, the, you know, space travel, cannabis stocks, the Bitcoin miners, the EV battery stocks, the innovation, the so-called innovation stocks. That's a terrible place to be. Most of those stocks are down 70 to 80% from their highs back in 2022. It's still not a good place to be. In fact, we owned and did very well with an inverse fund, SARK, S-A-R-K, which went the opposite way of Kathy Wood's ARK. We wrote an article about it in Seeking Alpha. We owned it for quite some time. Every time her fund went down, SARK went up. They had a one-to-one inverse relationship. And in the second half of the show, I'm going to talk a little bit more about inverse funds. There's a plethora of them available to investors today to be used judiciously during times of duress like we're in right now. One of the biggest causes of the duress that we're in right now is inflation. We have not seen inflation like this for the last 40 years. I was around during the Jimmy Carter years. I remember the 16% interest rates. I remember the inflation. I remember Gerald Ford wearing a badge on his chest running for president that said, "Win." That meant whip inflation now. It was a big keystone of the presidential elections, and it very well could be a big part of the elections, the midterms, and the presidential elections 2 years from now. So when we come back, Number one, you can hold a lot of cash right now. You can avoid the two areas that I just told you about. When we come back, we'll develop this point a lot more. This is Bill Gunderson. And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Week in Review. I'm going to talk a little bit during this segment about inverse ETFs. Most people in my business are constrained, okay? Let's say you run, for instance, the Fidelity Semiconductor Mutual Fund. Well, you're constrained, okay? You have to stay pretty much fully invested at all times with very little cash on the sidelines, and you can only buy companies that are related to the semiconductor industry, okay? Let's take Kathy Woods, who's in the who runs the ARK funds. Her ARK Innovation Fund, she is constrained. She's got to buy innovation stocks in that fund. She can't buy Chevron or refinery stocks. She can't buy inverse funds. She can't go all to cash. At least I don't think she can. So she's, come hell or high water, she's got to ride through the good times and the bad times. Now, I was there in 2000 when the NASDAQ went down 80%. It was the bursting of the dot-com bubble. And we've had a bursting of the innovation bubble, which grew to enormous proportions during the year 2020. You had all that stimulus money sloshing around, people at home, locked in their homes, nothing to do except buy stocks like Teladoc and Zoom Info and Peloton, etc. And that created a massive bubble that eventually popped. But my point is, you know, the other mantra that I hear, I've talked to a lot of people that are with some of the big brokerage firms out there, or a lot of the people that advertise heavily on TV. A lot of the firms don't have any defense either. They have their offense on the field all the time. Well, I've learned during my 23 years in the business, as the economy starts to cool off, as earnings start to top out, remember they've been going up for 12 years, and as it looks like we might be starting to enter into a recession, there's a lot of sectors of the market that you don't want to be in. The consumer sectors, the leisure sectors, the industrials that depend on a robust economy, the construction and building and construction does not do well in a slowing economy, in a rising interest rate environment. So that would be my other piece of advice, is look where we're at in the economy right now, in the world right now. We've had a 12-year long bull market that's been fueled by earnings growth, low interest rates, dirt cheap interest rates, which is now kind of coming home to haunt us. A lot of money sloshing around there. And, we are at the tail end, if not already, into a recession. We're no longer, GDP is no longer growing. And we're probably starting to level off with the earnings growth that we've seen. Consider that earnings have grown for the S&P 500. Back in 2009, the earnings were at about $55 to $60 per share. We're going to make about $225 this year per share for the S&P 500. That's a lot of earnings growth, and of course that earnings growth has fueled the growth in the stock market. Okay, so it was a good time to have your offense on the field over the last 12 years. And we did, okay? We took advantage of it as much as we possibly could with our portfolios. But when things start to change, you know, when interest rates have been going down for 40 years and all of a sudden they start to turn back up, that spells trouble for the bond market, number one. and a lot of industries, such as the lenders, the financials, the home builders, the construction industry, consumers a lot of time will buy things on credit. Well, as interest rates go up, there's going to be less of that going on. So now you've got to have your portfolio on the defensive sides of things, okay? Now, if I'm the mutual fund manager at Fidelity for the semiconductor fund, I don't have a choice. I got to sit there, grip the armchair and white knuckle it and wait till things smooth out and maybe write it down 50, 60%. A lot of the semiconductor stocks are off 50, 60% from their highs. I, on the other hand, am unconstrained, okay? I could be 100% cash if I wanted to be in my portfolios, and I do have a lot of cash right now. I can also hedge my portfolios. Most of the ETFs and the money, the mutual fund managers, and most of your big brokerage firms, I talked to a guy in the Los Angeles area, and he's written his portfolio is way down. And when he asked, you know, what can you do? Oh, no, you just want to stay fully invested. Everything will come back. Well, he's young, okay, so I can see that kind of advice. But, you know, in 2000, I saw a lot of 70-year-olds that were heavily invested in the tech sector. They don't have the time to come back. It took 15 years for the NASDAQ to come back, but a lot of the individual stocks that got trashed during the dot-com bubble bursting, they never came back. So your age has a lot to do with it. You don't have time to write it down. I don't know how much further downside there is. Consider the NASDAQ. The NASDAQ's now down about 30%, 25 to 30% from its high. I've seen it go down 79% back in 2000. The S&P 500 is now down about 20% from its high, its recent high. We saw it go down 53% in 2008-2009 financial crisis. We now have a lot of crises around the world. We have soaring global energy prices. We have a very constrained supply chain. There's shortages in a lot of areas of the market. So as I say, this is not the time to have your full offense on the field. One way you can defend your portfolio, you know, just don't own the stocks that depend on a robust economy, the Caterpillars of the world, the Deers of the world. You know, stocks like that that depend on a very robust economy. We're no longer in a robust economy, and it may make it worse before it gets better. So that's one way, all right? Wouldn't you rather have your money in cash as opposed to stocks that depend on a very robust economy? Now, I'm not saying you should be 100% in cash, but I think I'm just going to tell you where we're at, 40 to 50% right now. Okay, number two, inverse funds go the opposite way of the market, or whatever they are designed to be inverse of. You'll hate the inverse funds on the big up days in the market. There have been plenty of big up days. But the overall trend of the market right now is down. The S&P 500 is down 20% year to date. The NASDAQ is down 28% year to date. And yes, there have been a lot of big up days along the way. And at some point, the markets will bottom out. I don't know when that is. We called the bottom in 2020. We'll be looking again for those signs that a bottom is taking place in the markets again. I'm not seeing that yet, but we are on it every single day. So an inverse fund, okay, let's take ARK. The inverse of that is SARK. It's an ETF that was developed to do exactly the opposite of what Cathie Wood's fund does. If Cathie Wood's fund goes down 50% this year, it goes up 50%. There's inverse funds on the NASDAQ. If you owned PSQ since the beginning of the year instead of QQQ, PSQ is up 28% this year. while QQQ is down 28%. If you owned SH instead of SPY, which is the S&P 500, you'd be up 20% this year on that ETF, while the S&P 500 is down 20%. Well, you say, well, nobody can time the market. We've been told that over and over. No, I agree with that. Not on a short-term daily basis, weekly basis, monthly basis. But you can certainly look at these big trends. Just look around, read the newspaper tomorrow, watch the news, the nightly news. Do you think we're in a robust economy right now that's going to carry stocks higher and higher and higher like we've seen over the last 12 years? If not, then consider some of these things that I have said. Now, like I said, most investors out there are unconstrained. I am unconstrained. Are constrained. I'm unconstrained. If you want to see what I've been doing in the market, get my newsletter. I'll be putting it out this weekend. GundersonCapital.com. GundersonCapital.com. We'll be right back for the final segment of today's Week in Review.
You gotta go.
And welcome back here to the final segment of today's Week in Review, Best Stocks Now show. We're not in the best of times right now, okay? I'm pretty much a very optimistic, bullish, want to make as much money. I love to make money for clients. I love to make money for everybody involved. My employees, everything. But I just don't think that this is the best time. This is a time to be patient. And I know it's hard, okay? If you just got your right eye twitching and you want to buy something right now, you want to get back into NVIDIA, you want to get back into Peloton or Zoom technology, you know, look, go online and bet some baseball games tonight or the NBA. You know, the NBA's over. You can find something out there, the horses. It's just a time to be patient and minimize losses. Protect. I think it's a time for some protection. You probably wish you would have been protected in 2000. You know, somebody would have said, hey, this is getting ridiculous. These valuations on these dot-com stocks are in the stratosphere. Well, we had a very similar situation in 2020 with the stay-at-home stocks, right? The work-from-home stocks that were soaring. Bitcoin was $66,000, and I was warning. I said, look, eventually, this is not good. Something's got to give, and it has given. The dam has burst. Not burst, but it's at least breached. And the first casualty downstream by the floodwaters were the innovation stock, 70-80% hit. Cryptocurrency. What is that? From 66,000 down to 20,000? That's about a 60% hit in the cryptocurrencies and a lot of other areas of the market. The bond market's down maybe 15% from its high since interest rates have been going up. So be patient right now. There will be another nice opportunity. In the first quarter of this year, the oil stocks and the second quarter, the oil stocks did really well, obviously. As oil went to $125 per barrel and you were cussing every time you had to fill your gas tank. Well, then the oil stocks have recently gone through about a 20 to 25% correction. I see that oil sector firming up again. The International Energy Agency, the head of that, came out this week and said, look, oil's going to be tight for a long time. We're talking about supply. I just see upwards pressure continuing on oil prices, and just watching the charts, I look at about 1,000 charts a day in the market, maybe a couple thousand. I'm seeing the oil stocks start to level off and starting to look kind of good again. As far as the tech stocks go, you know, they still look real shaky to me. Oh, I know. Pelosi's buying, what did she buy? Her husband bought NVIDIA, Visa, and one other one that I can't think of right now. They still look shaky. Okay, the NASDAQ is trying to put in a bottom after a 28% sell-off, but I certainly wouldn't be over-anxious to be going back into NVIDIA and PayPal and Square and all the rest, Twitter. Just be patient right now. Have plenty of cash. And you say, well, Bill, you know what? I've ridden this thing. Nobody did anything. I'm now down. I've talked to a lot of people that are down 35% this year. A lot of people. I would say the average person's down 25, lost a quarter of their portfolio since the beginning of the year. I would still say it's not too late to at least get into a little bit more defensive position. I think bond funds have further to go to the downside. I think the high growth tech space is still extremely vulnerable. I think the companies that depend on a robust economy are still extremely vulnerable. I just wouldn't hold them right now. There will be another chance sometime in the future, hopefully. And companies that don't do well in an inflationary environment, especially a rising interest rate environment, that's a tough place to be right now. And is it too late to put in a few inverse funds as a hedge to protect? No, not at all. I think the small caps, Russell 2000, are very vulnerable in this environment. There are inverse funds against the Russell 2000. I think the financials could be very vulnerable. They make a lot of money off of mergers and acquisitions and taking companies public and SPACs, etc. That business has come to a screeching halt. They make a lot of money off of loaning money, mortgages and whatnot. That business has come to us. I think the financial sector is vulnerable. Obviously, the financial sector got clocked in 2008, 2009. The inverse ETFs on the financial sector soared. I think the emerging markets with the U.S. dollar being so strong are also vulnerable. Out there. I think Europe is still vulnerable. We still don't have an answer for their energy problems, and it's only going to get worse as wintertime approaches. Well, there's a lot to think about these days. If you'd like to get a second opinion on whatever, you know, your advisor is doing, maybe they've done nothing. Well, if you're young, okay. But if you're not young, that's not okay. Maybe a little defense and protection is in order. You can set up a virtual or telephone appointment with us at 855-611-BEST. My website is GundersonCapital.com, GundersonCapital.com. I also will send you my latest newsletter. I put it out every week. I put about 10 hours. It's my own internal research that I do for my own money management practice here. And if you just don't have the time to manage your own money and are looking for a fee-based money manager that is not constrained, you can once again set up an appointment at Gunderson Capital Management or call us at 855-611-BEST. The newsletter has my big macro call, what I think of the overall market right now. I've been a bull for the last 10 to 12 years. Not so much now. Yeah, I tell you which sectors of the market that look good right now. There's a few, mostly energy related. I show you what I own right now, and I show you the results that I've achieved. You can read my articles on Seeking Alpha. Go to SeekingAlpha.com. We wrote about the biggest EV maker in the world that most people have never heard of. That's in Seeking Alpha this past week. And you can follow me on Twitter. I'm at Bill Gunderson. I look forward to talking to you. Maybe we can do some business together. Maybe I can help you. Who knows? GundersonCapital.com, 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisory firm. All accounts are held at Ameritrade. Ameritrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.